Okay, Kedushas Levi, Parshas Vayeshev. A lot of very, very beautiful pieces. Easier to understand than some of the Hanukkah Torahs we learned yesterday. Start from the first piece, Vayeshev Yaakov, Be'eretz Megurei Aviv, Be'eretz Kanan. Right, Rashi tells us, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'shalva. Yaakov was hoping to have some tranquility in his life. But Yaakov settled in the Eretz Megurei Aviv, in the land of his father, in the land of Kanan, trying to settle in. Says the Berditchever, Vayeshev Yaakov, Haklal hu kach. A very important rule in Avodas Hashem is the following. Dihinei b'sefer emunah bitachon leharamban. The Ramban tells us in his sefer emunah bitachon, Hagam shekadosh baruch hu yivtiach liYaakov avinu. Afal pi chein hayim misyarei shema yigro machet, v'lo avod es habore kedas, ayin shav. Yaakov lived with a constant fear that he wasn't serving a kadosh baruch hu enough. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu had promised him things, Hashem says, I'm with you, you're doing great. And most of us don't even get that kind of interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov was promised by Hashem a lot of things. And yet he was still nervous, maybe my averus along the way could ruin that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo avar esabar kadas. Maybe I haven't served Hashem as expected of me. Ayin Sham, look there in the words of the Heiliger Ramban. V'inei tzarech chol adam la'avod es Hashem b'chol esarega. Says the Berditchever, the klal is that a person has to believe that he can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every place, at every time, like we mentioned last night. We have a simcha tamid in my eroa sheyesh li Yisrael tovos b'zeh ha'olam. V'im chas v'shalom lehefech, sarach l'shtate v'tzarem. When good things are happening for klal Yisrael, you have to celebrate with them. And when bad things are happening, you need to join people in their tzar, the same way that Hashem, imo anochi b'tzar, like the pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashem joins us in our suffering. So a Jew has to always be serving Hashem. Sometimes life sends me happy experiences, sometimes life sends me challenging experiences, but I have to be constantly an Eved Hashem. V'tzarech lidog, and a person needs to constantly worry, tamid, shema yigro machet, v'lo aved esabori. Maybe my sins have distracted me and I'm not serving Hashem constantly. V'yakov hayet tamid b'madregazu, and Yaakov, who was so dedicated to avodas Hashem, and did work hard to serve Hashem in different environments. He's the Ishtam Yoshev Oalim. Sometimes he's in the tent of Torah, and sometimes he's in the tent of a shepherd, watching over the sheep of Laban for 20 years. But he was constantly worried that he wants to serve Hashem more and more. Shemisyare tamid shema yigro machet v'lo yatzi yedei chovaso la'avodas habore. He was fearful that maybe his averus got in the way, and he had not yet fulfilled his obligation to properly serve Hashem. And a person has to always be striving. Yaakov Avinu was always striving. He was Yoshev. He was Yoshev Oel. Right? Yoshev is spelled without the Vav. So I pointed out to you guys once before from Rabbi Yaakov Nurberger, one of our Rashi Yeshiva, once pointed out, he says, Yoshev, Rashi tells us in several places that when something is spelled without a Vav, it usually means it just began. He just sat. Right? So Yaakov was, even though he spent years and years and years learning Torah, he saw himself as a Yoshev Oelim without the Vav, like someone who just sat down, someone who was just beginning, someone who had just sat down in the tent for the first time. Because he was always striving. He always wanted to do better and do more. So explains the Berditchever, that's perhaps what B'derach Hasidus, the opening pasuk of the parsha, is hinting to. Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz Megurei Aviv be'eretz Kanan. Explains the Berditchever, v'zeu shamar ha'kasuv, Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz Megurei Aviv. Who was the father of Yaakov? Yitzchak. What was the midah of Yitzchak? Pachad. Yira. Gevura. Pachad Yitzchak, as the pasuk says. Da'ayinu shahayalo tamid pachad. Yaakov settled into his father's midah. Yaakov had a strong connection to his father's midah of pachad. Da'ayinu shahayalo tamid pachad. That Yaakov was constantly fearful. Shemegure, right? Megure is a lashon of pachad, he says. Umimahayalo pachad. And what was Yaakov afraid of? He was afraid of Esav. He was afraid of his enemies. What was he afraid of? Shemalo avar esabore karoi. He lived with a constant fear. Maybe I haven't served Hashem enough. Now, obviously, it has to be done in a healthy way, otherwise it makes you a worse Eved Hashem. But a person who can constantly challenge himself and motivate himself to strive for more, that's a very holy thing. So Yaakov attached himself to the midah of what? To the midah of Yitzchak. And therefore, he was challenging himself to always rise up. It's almost Hanukkah. I'll give you a quick remez. What's the gematria of Yaakov plus Yitzchak? It's the gematria of Yaakov plus Yitzchak. Yitzchak is 208, and Yaakov is 182. 208 and 182 is 390. What's 390? What's 390? Hanukkah. What's 390? Shemen. Shemen is 390. Right? So Yaakov attached himself to the meat. Again, Sfarim say different things about what that means. Why Yaakov plus Yitzchak is going to be a Shemen. But when Yaakov attaches himself to the meat of his father, it motivates him to what? To want to do more. Right? The same way that oil, the very nature of Shemen itself, is to always rise up. It's always, right, you mix it in with the water, it always separates and rises up. So Yaakov was also challenging himself by attaching himself to the meat of Yitzchak. Now you could say maybe B'derech Remez, he became like Shemen. He was always trying to rise higher, always trying to do more. So what was Yaakov afraid of? He was afraid, Shemelo Avar Sabori Karoi. Aviv, what does it mean, Aviv? Shehayelo Midas Aviv. He had his father's Mida. Dehainu Pachad Yitzchak. She Yitzchak Avar Sabori B'midas Yira. Kamo U'Pachad Yitzchak. So Yaakov attached himself to the Mida of his father. The Yeshev Yaakov Eretz Megure Aviv, the Eretz Kanaan. He explains why it's Megure Aviv. What would you say is the Pshat in the Eretz Kanaan? How is Eretz Kanaan related to? What does Kanaan mean? What does the word Kanaan mean? It's similar to the Sfarim say Kanaan has a lot to do with a Jew making it to Eretz Yisrael. It takes humility to come to Eretz Yisrael. Kanaan is a lashon of Kniya, which is a lashon of submission. Right? It's a lashon of humility. Yeah, Shar HaKniya in the Sefer Chovos HaLevavos is all about humility. So Kanaan also, the Sfarim say, is a lashon of humility. To come to Kanaan. So again, it's the humility of Yaakov to always feel I haven't done enough for Kodesh Baruch Hu. The way the Chavetz Chaim, I always like to say, the Chavetz Chaim, when he finished writing one of the sections of the Mishnah Berurah, his family members overheard him saying to Hashem, Hashem, you've done so much for you. You gave me a Mishnah Berurah. What have I done for you? Ki'ilu, right. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him the gift of the Mishnah Berurah, as if the Chavetz Chaim hadn't been working on it Yom V'Laila to produce such a work so that Klal Yisrael could serve Hashem better. But he felt, Hashem, you gave me such a gift. What have I done for you? Right, so that was Yaakov. The more he did, the more he wanted to do. So that's Vayeshev Yaakov Eretz Megure Aviv. He attached himself to the mid of his father. Maybe you could add, Eretz Kanan is the humility with which a person continues to grow. He never feels satisfied, never feels that he's done enough in Avodas Hashem. Okay, let's go to the next piece, Chashuv piece. Teaching us the importance of engaging Gashmius in this world. Today is Yutas Kislev, the Yom Tov of Chassidus, Rosh Hashanah for Chassidus. And obviously one of the great innovations of Chassidus, One of the things that Chassidus emphasizes is the possibility of, again, of serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu begashmis. So says the Berditchever, how else can you explain our Pasuk? O Yomar al Pasuk HaNizkar Le'el, HaKlal Hu, the Torah tells us in Reish Lamed Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch goes further with it, and also Simin Reish Lamed Aleph, very interesting Psak Halach in the Shulchan Aruch, Shitzarich Odom Lizbonin B'chol Derachav B'chol Maisav Shiyah L'Shem Shemayim. Everything a person does in this world should be done l'shem shemayim. Kol ma'asecha yiyu l'shem shemayim. To be able to engage in elokus, in everything that we do. When David HaMelech, I always like to say, when David HaMelech was dancing wildly in front of the Aron Hashem, right, and his own wife said, what are you doing? It's not the way that a king acts. It's not the way that a Talmud Chacham acts. So he says, what do you mean? The fact that I'm dancing wildly, that I look like a person, you know, Lahavdil in a club, right? Dancing wildly in front of the Aron. He says, it's for the Aron. So what? It's disgraceful for a king? If I'm doing it for the Aron, then it's a Avodas Hashem. Right? And of course, Michal Bas Shaul was punished for that. David is referred to as a maskil. A maskil means a person, right? The first piece in Likutei Maran, Rabbi Nachman says, you have to try to recognize the seichel of Kol Davar, to try to recognize the elokus within everything, the chiyus, the divine, excuse me, the divine spark within everything. It's the first piece in Likutei Maran, right? That a proper Jewish mind, the Jewish heart, is trying to find the seichel shechol davar, the seichel within everything. Seichel means I'm able to on the neshama level, to attach myself to it. So David is called the maskil. And David does things which are sometimes criticized. What are you doing? Why are you dancing like that? Right? You're a melech. You're supposed to be more refined. And David says, no, I'm supposed to use my body. Every limb of my body. Kolatz mosai tomarna. That my every fiber of my being should be able to express the love of a Kodesh Baruch. So I think you could say that David is referred to as a maskil, a person of deep seichel, who understands the seichel of Kol Davar, like Rabbi Nachman is talking about in the first piece in Likutei Maran. So I think you could suggest that maskil is Rashi Tevos, Kol Ma'asecha Yu L'Shem Shemayim. Maskil is Rashi Tevos, Kol Ma'asecha Yu L'Shem Shemayim. Because that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. There's really no difference. Kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shemayim. Rashi Tevos maskil. Because a person of deep intellect understands that b'pnimius, it sounds like a radical thing to say, but it's Yotes Kislev, so we'll say it. B'pnimius, there's really no difference between learning a daf for Gemara and Bava Kama and eating a piece of pizza. If I do it with the right kavana and the right hiskashrus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there's really no difference. There's really, really no difference. B'etzem, it's all enod mavado. There's really no difference, right, when a person is connected to the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says that everything a person has to do in this world should be done l'shem shemayim. Ki kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamo lo vare ela l'chvodo. That everything Hashem created in this world is for His honor. Kavod, of course, is also a code word. Kavod is a code word for neshama. Right? Kavod, we find many times, is a code word for neshama. So that means that everything Hashem created, even the physical things of this world, are really meant to be neshamadik. Like, lo bar el l'chvodo. It's to be able to find the elokus within it. Afilu b'dvar magashmiyim, says the Berditchever, even in physical things, the hainu kishi yoshev lechov alishtos, yekav anasa l'shem brios gufo, la'avod asboro. When a person eats and drinks, he does so to have the strength to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Uve'inyan hazivug, and when a man is intimate with his spouse, yechavin l'kayim mitzvah sona. He has kavana that there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah for husband and wife to be together. And that's nothing to be, it shouldn't be strange, it shouldn't be embarrassing, and it shouldn't be purely self-serving and pleasurable, but it should be something that's done because this is Ratzon Hashem, that a husband and wife should have a yichud together. The same thing is true for every single thing that you do in this world. A Jew shouldn't feel that God is not found within this activity. Right? Be a maskil, be a person of deep seichel. And in this way, he lifts up the holy sparks, the divine sparks within everything to the root. Because just like we talk about the sviros of chesed and gvura and teferes, right, and their corresponding midos, ahava and yira and teferes, right, that's true in the context of revealed godliness, and it's true also in the context of eating a slice of pizza. When a person is engaged in physicality, he has to realize that the sparks of the spheros are within that. There's an ava and a yira and a teferes, right? There's a chesed and a gvura and a teferes, and that's a chod, yisod, malchus. All the experiences that are found within the world at large are found within whatever activity you're in. So yes, there's an ava, a proper ava towards gashmis. Obviously, it's easy to fall into a superficial love, right, of eating a slice of pizza. But I could love eating pizza because I love the way that it strengthens me to serve Hashem. Then it's mamash a mitzvah. But if a person is only engaged in the taiva for himself, and now he elevates it towards the love of Hashem, when a person redirects that love that he naturally has for physical pleasures, and he turns it into a taiva for ruchnias, a taiva to redeem, right? When I eat that sandwich and I wash the tilas yadayim, as he's going to talk about in a second, and I make a bracha b'kavana, and I eat with intentions to strengthen myself to serve Hashem, right? Then my taiva, my excitement for engaging in that activity is a spiritual activity. And in that way, you pick up another little piece, yeah? You mine another Bitcoin, yeah? You pick up another little piece of Elokus that's been scattered throughout the world. Lahavdil, lahavdil. You pick up another piece of the Shviras HaKelim, of the broken pieces of Ruchnias that are scattered throughout the world. Okay, and that's a taiva. You should be excited about that. That's a big prize. You found a big prize in that slice of pizza. V'zeh sod netilas yadayim, and this is the secret of washing one's hands. What does it mean, netilas yadayim? This next couple of lines are a little challenging. Ki netila lashon ha'ala. Netila is a lashon of lifting up. That's why people lift up their hands after netilas yadayim. The Rizal says you should lift your hands opposite your seichel, opposite your mind. You're being mekasher the yadayim, which are the ways that you interact with the world, with your seichel, with your neshama. Like you say when you put on your tefillin, a neshama shebamochi. So I'm connecting my, you know, my yadayim, which could be yadayim de'esav, chas v'shalom, but I'm connecting them to my neshama. So netila is the lashon of lifting up. Like the pasuk says in Yeshaya, v'yinataleim v'yinaseim. V'yinataleim means Hashem lifts us up. He lifted them up. Klomar, shu notel v'nosei as shloshes hayadayim. Now, this part's a little bit tricky. right? That a person lifts up the three adayim. What does he mean by lifting up three adayim? Baruch Hashem, most of us have two hands, not three hands. What does it mean, three adayim? Shehem Yad HaGedola, Yad HaRama, Yad HaChazaka. Yad HaGedola, Yad HaRama, Yad HaChazaka. Like we find in Az Yashir. Like we find by Kriyas Yamsev, it talks about the adayim. Hamurumazim ela gimel midos ha'amurim lamala ki adua. Humala umenasi osam el sharshim al yedei kavanasam. What he's basically saying is that again, the adayim correspond to Yad Gedola is Chesed, Yad Rama, and Yad Chazaka is Gevura, is Tiferes. That so to speak, when I lift up the hands, again, I'm trying to be Megala the Elokus within that Gashmias. I'm trying to show how the Sphiros have a Sheiches to these Yadayim. Again, this Sfarim talk a lot about these Yadayim. The After Rav has a piece where he talks a lot about these Yadayim. But the basic point is, as he's about to explain, V'zehu sod ha-motzi lechem min ha'aretz. When I lift up the Yadayim, again, practically when I actually lift up my physical hand during Netilas Yadayim, or when I elevate my gashmias, my Yadayim, my actions in this world, this is the secret of ha-motzi lechem min ha'aretz. That I extract lechem from aretz. What does that mean? He says, ki lechem meruma zela kedusha, b'sod lechem gimel havayos. What's the gematria of lechem? He says, lechem is 78. 78 is three times havaya, three times yudke vavke. Yudke vavke is 26. Three times yudke vavke is 78. Yeah. So he said, and that's why, right? That's why the Arizal says that when you take your lechem, you're supposed to dip it three times in salt. When I cut the challah on Shabbos, I dip pieces one, two, three times in salt. Right? The lechem, which is the same letters as the Hebrew word for salt, which is melech, I dip it three times, right? So to speak, reminding myself, the Arizal says, reminding oneself that lechem is three times yudkei vavkei. Now, what does that mean? What exactly does that mean? And what does it mean? Hamotzi lechem in haaretz. I'm lifting up. I'm extracting lechem from aretz. So the Berditcher explains. Aretz, he says, is merumas ala artius vagashmius. Aretz or aretz represents physicality. Vuhu motzi lechem. And you're extracting the three names of Hashem. Again, lechem is three times Hashem's name, yudkei vavkei. So you're extracting hainu hanitzotos hakadusha min haaretz. Hamotzi lechem, you're bringing out godliness from the aretz, from the physical food. Min haartios, min hachitzonim. Again, there's a lot more that he's hinting to here, but the basic yesod is what we're trying to learn. Nimsa kishadam holich b'derech haniskra le'el. So when a person walks in this way, and he lives in this way, hu moral ava ozavat suma sheyesh lo bo yisbarach. That I love Hashem so much that I'm going to find Hashem wherever I go. The same way the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, I think this is a great way to explain it. The Rambam writes in the 10th parak of Hilchos Tshuva, that what does it mean to love, right? Ketzad hi ava haru'uya, what does it mean to really love Hashem? And how does the Rambam describe it? The way a man falls in love with a woman. When you fall in love, right? When one falls in love with a woman, so he can't stop thinking about her. When he's really in love with her, he's meshugan about her. He thinks about her when he falls asleep at night. She's the first thing to come into his mind when he wakes up. He thinks about her when he's walking down the street. He thinks about her when he's eating. Rambam says, when he's eating, when he's drinking, right? When he gets up, when he lies down, he's always thinking about this woman. He's madly in love with her. The Rambam says, that's what Avas Hashem is supposed to be like. And again, anyone who's ever had that feeling knows exactly what the Rambam's talking about. That's exactly what the Rambam's talking about. Yeah. So, if I love Hashem, says the Berditchever, right? So I think about Hashem wherever I am. I think about Hashem when I'm eating. I think about Hashem when I'm exercising. I think about Hashem when I'm sleeping. In all my physical activities, if I love Hashem, the same way when I love that woman, I can't stop thinking about her no matter what I'm doing. So when I love Hashem not only in the Beis Medrash. I love Hashem at my dining room table. Right? I love Hashem when I'm walking down the street. I love Hashem everywhere. So that's what the Berditchever is saying. That there's an Ava Oz of Atzuma Sheish Lo Bo Yisbach. That I love Hashem and I can find Hashem everywhere. The same way in my mind, which is my neshama, I can find my connection to that woman. I can't stop thinking about her. Laavta. And there's no derech that's greater than this. Right? Again, this is the novelty of Chassidus. To be able to recognize, kepshuto, ein al mavado, we're not going to box Hashem into the base medrash. Hashem has to permeate every bit of my life. Yeah.
So I just think feels dying towards your connection issues. So is there a connection between the fact that both, like he says, the soul to both is three hands and three havayas?
Right, for sure, that's what he's saying. For sure, that when I recognize the three havayas within the lechem, right, then I'm recognizing, again, the possibility of these three spiritual yadayim, of Chesed, Gevur, and Teferes, these three midos. But again, I wash before I eat the bread to remind myself, lift up my hands. This bread is not just bread. Right? Be motzi. I washed my hands. I cleanse my hands. I lift my hands. And then a motzi lechem, I extract the elokus min ha'aretz, from physicality. That's exactly, yeah, that's for sure what's happening here.
What are the three midos again?
Chesed, Gevura, and Teferes. Right? The nine, the ten spheros are divided into three intellectual attributes, and then seven midos, seven, so to speak, emotional characteristics. Right? So they are Chesed, Gevura, Teferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchus. So Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz, I'm trying to extract godliness out of the lowest of the spheres, right? Aretz is sometimes called Malchus. L'cha Hashem HaGedula, V'HaGevura, V'HaTeferes, V'HaNetzach, V'HaHod, Ki Kol B'Hashamayim, U'V'Aretz. So Malchus, so to speak, the lowest of the spheres is Aretz. Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz means I want to always try to push things upwards. Again, this is what Yaakov was doing. This was Yaakov wanting to always do more, like we learned in the first piece. Okay, so V'Ein L'cha Derech Gadol Mizeh, there's no greater Derech than this, says the Redditcher. Ki b'chol makom sheholich u'b'chol davar sheoseh afilu b'dvarim chitzonim b'olam hazeh u'oved es bor yisbarach. Chevre, if you're not going to be a chassid, then when you leave yeshiva, you're in big trouble. Because you're going to be sitting at a cubicle in some office, some of us, right? And you're going to feel like, I don't have so many opportunities to connect to Hashem. That's not true. Al pi chassidus, nothing changed. Right? What changed is the levush, the outer trappings of it changed. But a Jew who lives with his kashrus to Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't feel that when he's not learning with a sefer, which again, we spoke about this a couple of years ago. I'm oversimplifying. I don't want someone to say, oh, so you're saying it doesn't matter, so let's just go, play basketball instead of learning Torah, because apparently it's all equal. Obviously, it's easier to find Hashem in Torah in the Beis Medrash, which is why we try to stay in the Beis Medrash. It's hard to do what the Berditcher was talking about. But a person has to understand that pipnimiyas haTorah, it's possible. It's possible. The Berditcher says, "Ve'ein lecha derech gadol mizeh." There's no bigger derech than this. Because in this expansive way, you can serve Hashem anywhere. Right? If I'm only a person who only knows Hashem in shul, so then most of my life is not in shul. And the Baal Shem Tov was fighting against that. The Baal Shem Tov didn't like the notion that there's a couple people who are always connected to Hashem, and Rov Am have nothing to do with God most of the time. Baal Shem Tov said, why can't every Jew have a kesher to Hashem all the time? Why can't every single thing I do be an expression of my avodas Hashem? So that's what the Berditcher is saying here. B'chol makom shaholecho, b'chol davar sha'osa, afilu dvarim chitzonim, even when he does things which superficially are olam hazeh, who obed es bor yisbarach, he serves Hashem constantly. Okay, next paragraph. V'zeh sod mi yitencha ka'achli, yonek shdei imi, emtzacha b'chutz, it says b'shuk here, but it's b'chutz, the pasuk is b'chutz. Emtzacha b'chutz eshakcha, mi yitencha ka'achli, if only you would be like a brother to me. Yonek shdei imi, nursing from my mother's breast. Emtzacha b'chutz eshakcha, if you were like my brother and I encountered you b'chutz, if I encountered you outside, I would kiss you. What's going on in this pasuk in Shir HaShirim? So says the Berditcher, there are two types of love. There's revealed love and there's concealed love. Right? There's people you can kiss in the street, and there's people you only kiss in the privacy of your bedroom. Ki yesh ava misuteres va'ava magula. There's hidden love and there's revealed love. Ava misuteres hu ava bein ish li'ishto shu batzneya. Right? The intimacy, the love that's shared between a husband and a wife is no one else's business. It belongs in private. Va'ava magula hu avas ach v'achos. And then there's revealed love when you're walking down the street and you bump into your brother and you give him a hug, right? You wouldn't necessarily give your wife a hug in the middle of the street. That would be inappropriate, right? But you would give your brother or your sister or a relative, that's the type of love that you can show in public and it's not awkward. You give your child a kiss, right? And you meet your child in the street and you give your child a hug and a kiss, that's not strange. No one's going to say it's inappropriate. Ki lefame mi rova avosam in nashkim zeh. Sometimes a brother or a sister or a relative, you kiss in the street, and that's not embarrassing, that's not strange, it's not inappropriate. And that's what the pasuk says, mi yiteincha ka'achli yonek klomar, mi yitein avascha alai ka'avas ach v'achos, if only our love would be like the love of one for a brother or a sister, dehainu afilu emtzacha b'chutz eshakcha, that even if I find you outside, I can kiss you. We're saying, Hashem, I don't only want that most Kodesh Kadashim, most intimate relationship with you, the one that takes place behind closed doors, the one that's in the Beis Medrash. You know that the Navi calls, strangely enough, the Kodesh Kadashim, the Navi refers to the Kodesh Kadashim as the Cheder HaMitos, the bedroom. The Navi calls the Kodesh Kadashim the bedroom, because there are private things that take place in the bedroom, and there are private things that take place when the Kohen Gadol goes into Kodesh Kadashim. But what Shlomo HaMelech is saying in Shir HaShirim, I wish, Hashem, I want you to be like a brother. I want to be able to kiss you in the streets. I want to be able to encounter you. I want to have a very close relationship with you, right? Even in the streets. And I don't want that to be seen as strange. That even when I find you, Hashem, in physicality, there I will kiss you. Nishika means what? Nishika means very, very deep connection. The biggest tzaddikim. What's the best way to die, Chavra? The best way to die is nishika, misas nishika. Right? It's the most direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klomer. Aale osam el sharshim shu sod nishika. I want to be able to lift up dvarim chitonim, dvarim gashmi. I want to lift them up to you, Hashem. I want to be able to kiss them. I want to be able to make contact with them in a deep way. V'lo eskavin l'shum taiva gashmi. And I don't want to engage in the thing of bachutz, of the street, for gashmias. Bezehu ava ozan. This is again the strong love that a person's supposed to have. Again, I think the mashal of the Rambam is so true. The same way a man who loves a woman thinks about wherever he is, a person who truly loves Hashem with an ava oza, with a strong love, right? Ki aza kamavas ava, like the pasuk says a few pasukim later in Shir HaShirim, that it's an ava kamavas to the death. I can't stop being connected to you. That's the madrega that we're all striving for. Okay, let's continue. It's a longer piece, but it's beautiful. Let's keep going. It's mamashi a sodistic piece. Gam sarich adam lis naig b'chol davar shemevi alav yisbarach yikabu b'menu b'nachas u'v'simcha. Not only does a person have to try to elevate gashmias, but a person who lives with Hashem tries to respond to every single thing that happens to him with nachas and simcha. Al derech shamar chazal b'chol meodecha. We say every day, Hashem, I love you, and I'm a kabbal upon myself, O Malchus Shemaim, Bechol Me'odecha, says the Gemara, Bechol Mida U'mida Shuhu Modeid Lecha, Have a Moda Lo Me'od Mo'od. Whatever Mida, whatever way Hashem presents Himself towards you, whether it's loving, or whether it's strict, right? Whether it's Yisurim Shal'ava, whatever you're going through, revealed good, concealed good, try to be the type of person who says, whatever Hashem wants, Bechol Me'odecha, Have a Moda Lo Me'od Mo'od. Hashem, I thank you. I submit myself before you. And to believe that every single thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is good. To really believe that. And to really believe with amun and bitachon that it's a true good. It's mamish good. Pasuk we saw many times in the Or HaChaim last year. Pasuk in Iyov. Right? Eicha? Yeah, Eicha. Third paragraph of Eicha. I apologize. Ki meito lo teitzei ra. From him, no bad comes. Nothing bad ever came from Hashem. So what about all the people who died before their time? What about all the people who struggle to find the shidduch or parnasa? In some crazy way, beyond our understanding, it's good. That's what we as Jews believe. It's hard, but it's true. Right? So from Hashem, nothing bad comes, chas v'shalom. Kenacham ish gamzu. Like the Heiliger Reb Nachum Ish Gamzu, Sheberov, Havtachasov, Amunaso, every single thing that happened to him, what did he say? Nachum Ish Gamzu. Gamzu Latov. Gamzu Latov. Whatever it is, it's all good. Someone once pointed out to me that Gamzu Latov is Gematria Gehenim. But even Gehenim is Gamzu Latov. Right? No matter what type of hell I find myself in, it's Gamzu Latov, 108. It's all good. Right? Gehenim is a bracha. When a person leaves this world, that the neshama should go through a purifying process called Gehenim is a bracha. It's a cleansing process. It's a good thing. It's not pleasant, but it's a good thing. And in this way, he transforms everything into rachamim, into chesed, into goodness. And bad becomes good when you have this mindset. Final paragraph of the piece. And furthermore, in this way of elevating sparks, of lifting up nitzotzos, b'sod ha-motzi lechem, ha-motzi lecha mayim mitzor ha-chalamish. Again, a very important pasuk in Parshas Ekev. Parshas Ekev has a lot to do with nitzotzos, lifting up nitzotzos. Psukim of finding Hashem within, the godliness within food. Probably the most famous thing in the concept of finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu within food is the pasuk in Ekev that the Arizal talks about, which says, the pasuk says, Lo al lechem levado yichya ha'adam. Man does not live on the bread alone. Ki al motzei pi adam yichya, ki al motzei pi Hashem yichya adam. Right? The motzei pi Hashem yichya adam. So the Arizal says, yes, it's not the bread that sustains you. It's the ruchnius within the gashmius that gives you life. It's the elokus within the food. And the Arizal is ma'arich on that there. So here's another important pasuk, also in Parshas Ekev, Devarim Parakhes. Hamoti lecha mayim mitzur chalamish. To extract water from a flintstone, from a rock. Ki mayim erum is al chasadim v'rachamim. Mayim alludes to what? Chesed, rachamim. Vitzur, the rock, which is firm, which is tough, kasheh, right? Hu lashon tokef ha'os. So what does it mean to extract mayim from a rock? V'zeu ha'moti lecha mayim, klomar chasadim mitzur chalamish, klomar mitokef ha'mishpat sheba alecha. From the most difficult things that come your way, it's a chesed in disguise. It's a chesed in disguise. L'sof hu nefach letov, and eventually it becomes water. Even the rocks of your life, the stumbling blocks of life. It's mamish mayim, it's mamish chesed. Al yidei machshavascha atahora, v'na'emana sha'atam mamin bo yisbarach, sha'akolu osa letov. If you're a true mamin and you believe that everything Hashem does is good, then you can extract water from a rock. V'vizei atamora ava ozo v'atsuma bo yisbarach. And now we come back to the opening pasuk of the parsha. I said, this mamish beautiful ma'areches that the Kedushas Levi put together for us, explaining to us such essential principles of life. Not stam on Yotes Kislev to learn such a Torah. Yaakov Avinu ve'yeshev Yaakov be'eretz megurei aviv. What does Rashi say? Bikesh Yaakov leishev b'shalva. Yaakov was looking for shalva. He was looking for tranquility. He was looking for shalva. Shalva is an important word. Bikesh Yaakov leishev b'shalva. Yaakov wanted Yaakov shalva. The way that it sounds like that Yaakov he's had enough. Yeah, he's been through a lot. He already dealt with an Esav, and he dealt with a Lavan. Yeah, he's dealt with a lot. He's had a lot of struggles. He's dealt with his problems with Dina. He's already had enough. He thought he was done. Right? The truth is, he had one thing to go. One final step to go, and that was Yosef. Still had to deal with the tzara of Yosef. But he wanted shalva. Shalva is like a word that implies like a complete yeshiva das. A guaranteed yeshiva das. The gematria of shalva is important. 341. Right? 341 is like is a number that represents absolute things. Right? So for example, we say every day in Shemona Esrei, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Ve'elokei Yaakov. And the Gemara in Pesachim tells us, V'heye bracha, Avram, you're the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Magen Avraham. It's connected to Chanukah also. Magen Avram, how does the Chiddush Harim explain Magen Avram? I hope many of you know this part by now. Magen Avram, the Chiddush Harim explains that Hashem gave Avram a guarantee. What was the guarantee? That Magen, I'll protect Avram. Meaning, Avram, you were prepared to die. You were thrown into a Kivshon Ha'esh for me, Hashem says. So I'll give you a guarantee that your children will also have that level of connection to me. Magen Avram, right? Call it the Pintel Yid, call it the Pach Shemen of Chanukah, whatever it is. Right? Magen Avram is the guaranteed protection of Klal Yisrael. Lo yidach mimenu nidach, no Jew is going to be driven away permanently. So Magen Avraham, right? The protection of Avram, the kuda of Avram Avinu inside each and every one of us, right? is the most comforting thing that we have. It's our most priceless possession. Through all the ups and downs in life, there's a Magen Avraham. That's how the Chiddush Harim explains Magen Avraham. It's a protection. It's a chok v'lo yavor. It's an absolute which can never be questioned. So Magen Avram is Gematria 341. It's the same Gematria as Shalva. It's the same Gematria as the most absolute thing in the Torah, in a funny kind of way. Right? What's the ultimate chok? Of all the mitzvahs of the Torah, what's the ultimate chok? Zos chukas haTorah. The ultimate chok. What mitzvah is the ultimate chok? A chok, the simple way we understand it is that we don't understand it, right? It's beyond our understanding. So that's what the Magen Avram is. It's also beyond understanding. That there could be a point within a Jew that's indestructible. Magen Avram, yes, it's a promise. A havtacha, it's guaranteed. It's always, right, shalva. It's always a state of tranquility. It doesn't get tossed around by the ups and downs of life. Outer dimensions are in a neshama, go through upheaval and ups and downs. Right? But there's an akuda called Magen Avram that's completely protected. What mitzvah is the ultimate chok? Paraduma. What's the gematria of para aduma? Take a look. What's the gematria of Parah Aduma? Parah is 285. How much is Aduma? An Aleph.
20.
Red. Aduma? No. 56? 56. 285 and 56? What is that? 285 plus 56? 341. Right? So Parah Aduma is gematria Magen Avram. Again, this is what I'm talking about. These are not my own Ramazan. Right. Parah Aduma, again, is the mitzvah that's the ultimate chok. Right? The ultimate chok, again, it's hard to see how they line up. But Parah Aduma is the ultimate chok. Magen Avraham, the protection that Hashem promised us, is also the ultimate chok. Chok v'lo yavor, as we say. It's non-negotiable. There's a Magen Avraham. Right? So Bikesh Yaakov leishev b'shalva. Yaakov wanted the tranquility. He wanted to say, okay, enough with the ups and downs, enough with the tzaras of life. Right? Shalva is gematria 341. That's why I'm pointing all this out. Klomer, Talmid Hayadarko Bekach Shabikesh Leshem B'Shalva V'Nachas Ruach. But again, I'm sorry, I hope I didn't distract you. Let's get back to the point. Yaakov wants what type of shalva? And he does have that shalva. Yaakov wants to be able, right, to be miyushav, to have Yishav Adas, that again, I can serve Hashem anywhere and everywhere. Nothing is going to shake me. Yeah, B'Shalva V'Nachas Ruach L'Kabel HaKol B'Tova. Like Nachum Ish Gamzu is Gamzu L'Tova. Right, like Rabbi Akiva's Koma David Rachmanu Letavav, it everything's good. Yaakov was striving for that midah of shalva. Afilu be'eretz megure aviv. Even as we said before, right? Megure is a lashon of what? Is a lashon of pachad. Klomar afilu kishaba magur upachad shu midas aviv kenota. That even when life is scary and things are shaky, bikesh Yaakov leishev b'shalva. Yaakov said, "I'm a mamim. I believe that everything Hashem does is good." And therefore, as much as Yaakov's shalva, again, on the surface, Yaakov wanted no more tzaras, but Yaakov's shalva, as he enters the biggest tzara of his life, which is Yosef HaTzadik and the struggle with the brothers, Yaakov says, I have the technique to be able to say Gamzu L'tova. Klamar afilu kishaba magur upachad shu midas aviv kibel hakol b'shalva v'nachas ruach mirov tzidkaso. He was able to mekabel everything with a yishuv adas. V'avtachaso bo yizbarach, and he trusted in the promise of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to him. Okay, again, a very, very yesodistic piece of Kedushas Levi. Okay, let's do the next piece. We'll do two more pieces inside, and I'll tell you a couple little things outside. Okay? The next piece is also really important. What happens later in the Parsha? Tamar is giving birth. In Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Chav Ches through Pasuk Lamed, the Pesukim would describe the following. Vayihi belidta v'yitein yad. As she was giving birth, one of the children inside of her stuck out his hand. V'tikach ha-mi'aledes v'tikshur al yado shani. And the mi'aledes, the midwife, the one who was helping Tamar give birth, tied a crimson thread around his hand. Lemor ze yatsa rishona. To mark that hand, as this is the child who is the firstborn. V'yihi k'meshiv yado. And it was when the child withdrew his hand. V'hine yatsa achiv. That his brother actually fully emerged, was born first. Vatobar, ma paratzta alacha paratz. Oh, look at you, you pushed your brother out of the way. Right? Your brother put out his hand. Right? And now the next child was born, the one without the crimson string on his hand. And she says, wow, look how you pushed your way out. Vayikra shamo paratz. So they called him paratz. Right? The pirtza, it's interesting. I wonder if the English word pierce is related to paratz. Right? To pierce something, to push through. To force an opening. That's what a pritza, right? Paratz. And afterwards his brother came out, Asher al Yado Hashani, the one with the crimson, the red string around his hand. Vayikra Shemo Zarach. And his brother, the second one, was called Zarach. Paratz and Zarach. Says the Berditcher, there's an amazing secret that's hinted to here. Let's take a look. The next piece, Vayihi, quotes the Psukim that we just read, and he writes as follows. Hanira Lanu Bezeh. What perhaps is being revealed to us in this. Dinei Yadua Maimr Chazal. We know from the Gemara Nida, that when a child is within its mother's womb, it's being taught Kol HaTorah Kula. Bishasha atinok dar b'meimo ner dalek al rosho. Uvatsofa misofa olam vatsofa. When a child is in his mother's womb, he has an unbelievable clarity of life. There's a candle above his head that gives him vision from one end of the world to the other end of the world. He can see everything. He understands and knows everything. The hainu shu adayin omed b'kedushaso kasher haya mikodem tseso mimakomo. Right? That a child in the mother's womb, even though his body is being developed over the course of those 9 months, that child is mamish connected purely on the level of neshama. He's like Adam Kod Machay. He has the Ora Ganuz. He can see the whole world. Misofa olam vad sofa. What happens when the child, of course, is born? V'achar kach ba malach v'satra al piv. A malach comes and strikes him on the lip, on the mouth. V'oz shocheach ma shahaya yodei arata. And he forgets all of the Torah that he knew until now. Okay? V'oz bevo eis tseiso l'avir ha'olam. Shechacha happens to be a theme in these parshas also. Yeah, at the very end of this week's parsha. How does our parsha end? As we make our preparations, the Shabbos that will take us into Hanukkah, it ends off with what? With the baker no longer remembering Yosef, right? Vayishkachayu, and he forgot him. He couldn't remember him. He didn't remember him. He forgot him. So that has a lot to do with Yavan, the Shichah Satorah. That Yavan tries to. Right? That's the last word in the parsha. Is it the last word in the parsha? I don't think it's the last word, is it? Yeah, it's the last word in the parsha. No, not the baker. I'm sorry, the Sarah Mashkim. Right? The Sarah Mashkim couldn't remember Yosef, but lo zachar Sarah Mashkim as Yosef, vayishkachayim. And the Sarah Mashkim forgets Yosef. Right? That's the koach of Yavan, of the choshech of Yosef. Choshech, same letters as shachach, right? Shicha, Yavanim came la'aviram, yechukir etzonecha, but first and foremost, la'shkicham torasecha, causing shichacha. Trying to remember. That's why the Gemara says in Horios that olive oil, when a person consumes olive oil, it's good. It helps. It strengthens your memory. It gives you a strong memory. Right? Shemen helps with the memory. Yavanim tried to cause us to forget. Okay? So a child is sitting in his mother's womb and he's learning Kol HaTorah Kula, right? And then the Malach comes and he strikes him on the lip and he forgets everything. Va'oz b'ba eis tseiso la'avi ha'olam. Now, Chevra, you might not know this. This is amazing. Right before a person, when a child is emerging into this world, Oz nisora love isarusa de la'ila b'psichaso. At that very entrance into this world, even after he's forgotten all of his Torah, but for that first moment when you come to this world, when that child is about to emerge into this world, there's an unbelievable isarusa de la'ila. What does that mean, isarusa de la'ila? A heavenly arousal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it open for you, it's clear to you. Va'oz yecholes biyadu ledabik machshavaso rak b'avodas Hashem yizbarach b'li shum miniya klal. For a moment, Hashem gives you a clarity of your whole life and gives you the belief and the chizak that you can do it. You can spend your whole life doing nothing other than serving Hashem. Right? Hashem gives you that first burst of clarity. Right? As you step foot into this world. But obviously, if I have that clarity, then there's no free will in my life. If it's so obvious of what is Hashem, then I'm not choosing it. And I'm not fighting for it. Alzem Meisir Hashem Yisbarach Ha'Isarusa. Hashem removes that spiritual arousal. V'nishar Kamo Mechitza Mavdalis. And Hashem puts up a wall. Hashem blocks you. V'oz no sein biyado habechira. And then Hashem gives you free choice. Livchor betov ulim ospera. To try to choose good and to be disgusted by evil and to reject evil. So what's this scene? What's this scene? A child puts out his hand. Right? And then it retracts his hand, and then a different child is born. What's going on here? Says the Berditcher B'Pnimius, what it's hinting to is the following. Hine kisha'odam, mechashay ba'atzmo, be'emes. When a person is thinking clearly, halo ha'olam hazeh hu rak kulo ra. He looks at this world and he says, this world is filled with nothing but negativity. This world is so, it's the almas d'shikra. V'chol ha'noz hein rak l'fisha. And he has a clarity to say, all the pleasures of this world are fleeting. Kalev v'nifsa. They don't actually last. They don't actually satisfy. Mar bebasar, mar berima. Right? The more food I eat, the plumper I become, the larger I am, the more I'm going to rot in the grave. The more physicality there is for the worms to pick at after 120. Ela tov ha'amitis hurak avodasa yizbarach. A person of clarity knows that the only true good in this world is service of Hashem. Vizeh omedes lo li'olam va'ed. And that is the thing that lasts forever. So therefore, how could I choose negativity and reject good? It's a tefillah that every baby should say. You should read this paragraph. You should hang this paragraph over a child, a newborn's bed. I accept upon myself with this clarity that I have now as I begin my life before I get all confused. Right? It's easy. Kids love Torah. Every kid loves Torah. No? I'm saying, what person who, Rahman al-Litzlan, is totally off the derech today, right, didn't wear that, you know, that little crown at his chumash play when he was in first grade? He was singing about Torah, I love Torah. Everyone loves Torah. It's when the world gets complicated. When at the beginning of my life, I have a clarity. Right? It's obvious. Torah's fun. It's exciting. As life goes on, we get caught up in all sorts of other silly things. So I accept upon myself to cling to Hashem. And I want to make sure that I stay on that first level of clarity. I know that there's just a wall that's been put up in front of me that's trying to tempt me, blocking me, giving me free choice that I have to choose it. I have to be the type of person who knows that there's a truth on the other side of that wall, and I'm going to break through that wall. Then mechitza nefsekes. I'm going to be poreitz the mechitza. Va'oz ba'ay lav zricha gedola, and then I'm zocha to what? To an unbelievable clarity. Right? Then the sun will shine upon me. Ma'or p'nei melech chayim. The light of Hashem will light up my life. Kizricha sashemesh kach ba'ay lav zricha gedola. So chevra, with this understanding of all of life, we can understand the psukim very well. What happens? Vayhi b'eis lidta. Was at the time that she was about to give birth. And you put out a hand, that first hand that came out. Vayitain means a matana. At first, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a gift. No saying lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisarusa Delayla. Hashem gives you that initial inspiration. It gets you going. Va'achar kach vayigdal ha'adam. And then a person grows up. Oz meisir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisarusa Nizkor Le'el. Mitam shezacharno. The hand is withdrawn. The hand that first emerged is now taken back. That initial handout that Hashem gave you is taken away from you. Hashem gave you a taste of it. Right? But then He struck you on the lip and He took it all away. And now there's a wall that separates you. But a little roshem of that Kedusha remains. A little marking of that Kedusha remains. So then when a person works on himself, and he works on himself, and he works on himself, va'oz poreitz ha'machitza, and now he breaks through, like the pasuk says, va'yikra shemo poreitz. Again, you're following it in the pesukim. The hand goes out, right? A string was tied around the hand is withdrawn. So Hashem extends and gives us a gift of inspiration, then Hashem takes it back. Now there's a wall. What's your job? To be poreitz, right? Like the child who was known as poreitz. He pushed his way out. We have to push through that wall. What happens when we push through that wall? What's born right after that? What's the name of the second child? Zarach. Zarach is the lashon of again. Vayizrach lo Hashemesh. The sun shines upon you. You push through that wall. You recognize that Hashem is hiding behind that wall. Vayidu asher HaKadosh Baruch Hu kori Yisrael b'shem Achim. Right? The brother of Paratz is Zarach. Hashem calls Klal Yisrael His brothers. Laman achai v'ra'ai. Hashem considers us a brother. So therefore, when a Jew pushes through that wall, right? Then his brother is born. His brother meaning his relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is born. And then there's a zricha, there's a clarity, then the sun is shining upon you. You fought for it, you earned it, and it's the most gevaldic feeling in the world. That's what the Berditchever sees in these psukim. Unbelievable Ramazim. And again, of course, this is the birth of Paratz and Zarach, which of course is Malchus Beis David and Mashiach, and this is part of the unfolding of all of world history. Hashem puts stumbling blocks in front of us just to test us. We push through, and we find that there's an unbelievable light that's waiting for us on the other side of that wall. Okay? I'm not going to read the next middle section inside, but I want to just tell you what it says outside. You'll see the next two paragraphs are, at least in my edition, the next two paragraphs again start the same way. It's a very similar explanation of what we just learned, right? But it's from the Hashmatos. So again, it could be there were different versions that got printed, and it more or less says the same thing. After that, you see there's a note where it starts the paragraph Machmas. You see Machmas? See the paragraph Machmas Kiyadati? Look at this note. It's probably bolded. Did you just bold it? Yeah, they bolded it in a lot of editions, so you don't miss it. It's very important to see what it says here. Machmas Kiyadati Kikena Yeratzon Adoni Avo Mori Virabi Hagona Kadosh. Nishmasan began Eden Elion. Bechaim Chayuso Lahachnes Divarai Besoch Divarav HaKadoshim. Since my father's intention was that my words should be included amongst his words, Beis Shechiber Sifro Kedusha Slevi, at the time that he was publishing his Sefer Kedusha Slevi, Al Kein Chalil Ali Gamata Lavor Ritzono HaKadosh, Divrei Beno Yisrael. This is the son. We have Chidushim here from the son of the Berditchever, that he said my father's intention was that they should be printed with his writings, and therefore I have no choice but to print my Divrei Torah here. Why he Dafka prints it here and has this dafka all these chedushim on this next pasuk is a good question. But I'll just tell you very quickly. He gives about 7 or 8 interpretations of Yosef's fight against Eishes Potiphar. The magic word with which Yosef refuses Eishes Potiphar, of course, is what word? Vayimain. Vayimain. And Yosef refused. There's a psik in the pasuk, right? It doesn't appear in the Torah, but there's a pause. There's a note for a pause. Vayimain, psik. Right? Yosef refused, period. We learned in the Vilna Gaon shiur on Tuesday night that the Vilna Gaon said Vayimain means absolute refusal. And many tzaddikim say that as well. What's the trup on the word Vayimain? A trup that appears only 4 times in the Torah, 3 times in Bereishis, once in Parshas Tzav. It's the Shalshelis, right? All right, you want to demonstrate it? Go for it. Right, Vayimain. Shalshelis. What's the pshat in Vayimain? What's the pshat in the Shalshelis? So the Berditchever's son gives many explanations here. The first one, he says, I'll just tell him to the outside. Each of these little paragraphs is a different pshat. The first one, he says, Shalshelis is like a scream. Right? Yosef, Vayimain. He refused. He screamed and said, no way, I'll never do this. Right? That's perhaps what the Shalshelis on Vayimain represents. He says it could be the Shalshelis means, of course, Shalosh, Shalshelis, the first 3 that comes to mind is the Avos. That Yosef said, I have to recognize my place amongst the Avos, and it was the Zchus, the Givul Avos, that Yosef was able to stay strong. The next proud he says is maybe Yosef recognized that Yosef himself is like one of the Avos. The Pasuk says in Amos, Klal Yisrael referred to as She'eris Yosef. We're called the descendants of Yosef. So Yosef saw the Shalshelis. He saw that there are going to be Kohanim and Leviim and Yisraelim, Klal Yisrael, that are dependent upon him. And maybe that's what gave him the chizik to refuse. It could be the Shalshelis, he says, looks a little bit like a lamed. Right? The Shalshelis, the way that it's drawn, looks a little bit almost like a lamed. Right? It's a zigzag, but it looks a little bit like a lamed. Lamed, he says, is the letter of David HaMelech. Yosef donated 37 years of his life. How many years did Yaakov live? How many years did Yaakov Avinu live? 147. How many years did Yosef HaTzadik live? 110. Why didn't he live 147 like his father? Because he gave away 37 years to David HaMelech. Wait a minute. I thought Aldo Marishon gave 70 years to David HaMelech. Okay, there's different opinions in Chazal. According to the Zohar, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov donated life. Sorry, Avram, Yaakov, and Yosef donated life to the 70 years of David HaMelech. Yosef gave 37 years, and Avram and Yaakov combined gave 33 years. So it could be that Yosef saw the Shalshelis, right? Somehow he saw David HaMelech, whose merumas in the letter Lamed. Shalshelis looks like a Lamed, okay? He saw his connection to David HaMelech, and that maybe gave him the chizik not to sin here. Why is David connected to the letter Lamed? Because Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that Malchus has 30 milos to it. Right? There are 30 attributes of a Melech. Okay. Then he says, maybe Shalshelis, what does the word actually mean? What's a Shalshelis? A chain. He chained himself, he was mekasher himself to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and maybe that's what gave him the chizik not to do it. Maybe Shalshelis, he recognized that he's going to be a person who interprets 3 dreams. And he's going to have 3 names, Yosef, Yehosef, and Tzatnas Paneach. And again, he didn't want to undermine that. Right? Or maybe he somehow saw Shalshelis, so flew to the 3, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, and Eliyahu Anavi. And he felt that he has a connection to all of that. Okay, many, many beautiful pshatim in Shalshelis, and you'll take a look at them when you have the chance. For the final piece that we're going to learn together today, you have to see this piece. It's an unbelievable piece. It's a short piece. And it's the piece that begins, maybe a page or 2 later, Vayikach. After Yosef gets himself into trouble, of course he's innocent, but he's found guilty. And what does the pasuk say? The pasuk says that Yosef goes to jail. Yosef is thrown into jail. Vayihi Hashem es Yosef vayihi ish matzliach vayihi bebeis Adonav haMitzri. And Yosef is sent to jail. Why do I have the wrong pasuk here? Where's this pasuk? Lamed. It's not though. That's the pasuk I just read you. Vayikach Adonai Yosef. Where did he get thrown into jail? Right, it's the combination of the pesukim. Yeah. So he puts him in jail, and then again, Pasuk Beis, Paraklamates, Pasuk Beis tells us, Vayihi Hashem es Yosef, Hashem was with Yosef, Vayihi ish matzliach, and Yosef was successful, Vayihi v'beis Adonav haMitzri. Okay, so Yosef's in jail, but he's successful. Right? By he shamba beis hasawar, the pasuk says. That he was there in jail. I'm just not seeing the lashon. The pasuk says that Yosef was there in jail. He was there in jail. What does it mean he was there in jail? It's later. Where is it? You see it? Chaf? Perek lamed tes pasuk chaf? And that's, he's still working for his master. Ah, v'yikach, okay, good. V'yikach adone Yosef oso, his master took him, v'yidnei ol beis asar, mokum asher asir ha-melech asurim, he was put there, and then what, look at the last words, v'yihi sham v'beis asar, he was there in jail. His master put him in jail, and he was there in jail. Of course if his master put him in jail, he was in jail. Well, very strange end of the pasuk. V'yihi sham v'beis asar, that he was there. He was there in jail. What does it mean he was there in jail? He shum, he was there. What does it mean he was there? What does that mean? So says the Berditchura, and this is maybe the most, we learned a lot of important things today, but look at this, this is super important. Says the Berditchura, L'chora hu miyutar. It seems to be excessive. You don't need to tell me that if he's there, that he's there. We know that he's there. V'nira adine HaKadosh Baruch Hu sholeach ala adam chasa shalom davar lo tov. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a person in jail. Sometimes, right, not just Adonov, Yosef's master, Potiphar, but sometimes the Adon Kol HaNasim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a person in jail. Sometimes life has challenging moments. Azai lo yasa shum pu'ula gashmius. A person will think, okay, what can I do to fix the situation? The truth is, says the Berditchover, there's nothing to fix. It's exactly the way it's supposed to be. We have to be careful with this piece. Obviously, b'derech ha-teva, a person has a problem, he has to try to deal with it in a proper way of ishtadlus, right? But in a proper way of ishtadlus. For Yosef, even saying to the Sarah Mashkim, remember me, was too much. The Medrash says that a person of bitachon is Yosef, and therefore he was nichshol by asking the Sarah Mashkim. Meaning Yosef's bitachon was such that he didn't even need to ask the Sarah Mashkim. Says the Berditchover, it's a very high level what he's saying here, but it's true even on a, you know, on a watered down level for us. Azai lo yasa shum pu'ula gashmius. When you have a problem, don't, right? Maybe I'll make it more practical for us. Don't only try to solve your problem in Gashmias. Yeah? If you're sick, don't only go to the doctor. Daven to Hashem. Because right? That's where the real solution is. Rak yivtach ba'Hashem u'bevada yahafoch lo l'tova. Put your amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, believe that everything Hashem does is good, and you'll see that that struggle, don't try to get out of it. Accept it for what it is, because that's what Hashem wants. V'zehu amida shal Nacham Ish Gamzu, as we learned earlier in the pieces of the Berditchover, this was the mid of Nacham Ish Gamzu, who always said Gamzu Letova, and says the Berditchover, that's the pshat in the pasuk. Yosef was put into jail. Did he fight it? Was he frustrated? Was he angry? Says the pasuk, V'zehu aremez v'yihi sham bebeis hasar. Yosef was there. He was there. He had to be there, so he was there. That's where Hashem wanted him to be. So he didn't think, how can I get somewhere else? This is my abode right now, to be in jail. Even though he could have done a pu'ula, I don't know if he's talking about using, Kabbalah masses, using practical Kabbalah. Right? There were tzaddikim who were thrown into jails who knew that if they would have used the Shem Hashem, they could have freed themselves in a second. They had kochos of kedusha to get out. So Yosef, whether he's saying like that or he's saying even more, right? More naturally, Yosef could have done things to fight his way out of jail. And yet, lo asa shum pu'ula. Yosef didn't do anything. He is yishev adas. He's able to look at the two inmates, the Sarah Mashkim and the Sarah Ofim, and say, why do you look sad? Yosef, you're not sad. You just got accused of adultery with another man's wife. Right? Your reputation is ruined. You're not sad? No, not sad. Ki batua chaya ba'Hashem shubavada yeah kol atov. Yosef had a moon and Hashem, that being in the base of Sower is where I'm supposed to be, that's where I'm supposed to be. Again, Yosef at the end is nichshol, according to Chazal, by asking for help. Right? He asked the Sarah Mashkim to remember him, and he forgot it. Right? But again, you see at the beginning at least, and perhaps the lesson for us is, Vayihisham, when you're there, you have to just be there. You have to be okay with where you are. Kadosh Baruch Hu put you there for a reason. And a person has to makabel it, even if it's Yisurim, you have to makabel it ba'ava, that Hashem knows what he's doing, and be okay with wherever you are. Don't always spend your life thinking about how I wish I could be somewhere else. I have the life that Hashem wants me to have. I was born into the family. I have the right resources in my world to serve Hashem. That's how Hashem wants it to be. Hashem wanted me to come into the world at this time, to be in this place, and to mekavle pa'ava. So Amir to Hashem, b'schus, today is the art site of the Maggid of Mezrich, b'schus the teachings of the Halakha Berditchever, b'schus the day that the Rebbe, the Baal Tanya, the Alter Rebbe, got out of jail. Right? Yes, we all want to get out of a jail called Gullis, but while we're here, we should mekavle pa'ava, we should understand that there's a lot of holy sparks that are still waiting to be mined, that are still waiting to be extracted. And Amir Tzashem, if we do that, we'll be zochet see the gula of Meher B'Yamin Omer.
Amen.
Alter Rebbe is Negin, you know it?